Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I stumbled across a thing online called 101 Things I Want My Daughter to Know. It was written by a woman to her daughter, obviously, and there were some of them that I really, really was interested in. But the thing that threw me off was number one and number 101 were both chocolate-related. Now, as a dude, I don't get it. I really don't. I love, and I mean I do love bacon. Love me some bacon. No, I really could purely subsist on bacon if I had to. But I don't think this, however, would be something that I would pass along to my son if I had one. What is the fascination with chocolate? I like this stuff in all forms, but as advice to my kiddo, I don't think so. I see stuff online all the time that the magic little coca bean cures all ills. Chocolate can apparently help mend a broken heart, fix a bad hair day, ward off PMS, and even settle a rotten day. How? What turns this ugly little bean into a magical elixir? I mean no disrespect, I really don't. I'm not trying to downplay the power and sway that chocolate holds over folks. I just don't get it. Some of the examples given were perfect, however, like number 12, wear sunscreen like it's your second job, or number 48, men are effectively idiots until the age of 26. All very sage and very true advice. But number 101, chocolate ice cream, however, might just be a permanent fix. Now I know it's stylized, but I just don't understand its power. It's not like enjoying or hating Brussels sprouts. You either do or you don't. But the passion for sprouts is not nearly as strong. Ladies, enlighten me. Seriously. Email kevin@brianbroadcasting.com. We can discuss the weight of chocolate v. bacon. Because now that I think about it, bacon might just fix several of the aforementioned maladies. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. They're doing some really cool stuff for Father's Day. They've got gift certificates if dad is a hunter or a marksman. They've also got a father and son, father-daughter, dad-related shooting contest going on at their new gun range. And to find out more on all of that, go to gun-corps.com. And that's Corps, C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.